Well, what I will tell you is that to replace the 7 coal-fired power plants we still have in Colorado and the 6 coal mines that we still have in Colorado, to replace the commercial value of those and regain the property tax alone that we're going to lose. So support for schools, support for fire districts, support for hospitals, support for water districts, support for some local community colleges and the like. We'll take about, we have to create about $3.2 billion in new commercial value, and it has to be in the places where these facilities were. They in 2018 combined paid about $65 million in property tax. So it's an important piece of this. I understand it's hard, it's numbers and it's tax policy and it's, but it's this is the lifeblood of a lot of the public structures that people depend on and that make for a vibrant community. Again, the schools, the hospital, the fire district. I mean, right now, I can't think of three more important entities than those, and a number of other things. That the measure of our success will be in large part whether the communities are can continue to have that kind of a thriving economy that supports that level of taxation, that level of property tax that is essential for the community to continue it in the way it wants to.